So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinker.
But welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with RV Smith, Deputy State Health Director with the North Dakota Department of Health.
So here's to riding shotgun with the Lone Ranger. Here's to making a few friends out of
Is this going to grow government? Because I know a lot of listeners out there don't like growing government, but to me this sounds like you're going to have to add some employees.
Yes, we did in our fiscal note. We included 32 FTE for this. Now, we're really going to have to see how this pans out. Like I said earlier, our anticipation, because of the stringent requirements of a dispensary, we did not anticipate the number of dispensaries that seem to be interested based on the phone calls we've been getting. So that's going to impact the fiscal note. It is kind of complex. The measure states specifically the amount of revenue for compassion, the amount of the license fee and application fee that we can charge a compassion care center is very specified in the law. And the amount of work that we have to do, there are 15 pages of requirements to be a compassion center. The department has to certify that all of those things are met before we can license one. And that is where we're finding a gap in the amount of revenue that we'll be able to cover the cost. In contrast to that, the designated caregiver process I described, the one that can have up to 5 patients, there and the registration card, the fee for those qualifying patients to get registered and the designated caregivers to become a provider is not stated in the measure. So in that area, we've estimated the cost and divided them by the number of anticipated or assumed estimated number of individuals to come up with a licensing or registration fee. If those numbers don't come in, we may have a hole in the budget in that area as well. So we will need to monitor this really closely and see really how this does play out in North Dakota. As you said, this sounds a little bit different from some of the other states. Yes, one medical marijuana state is not the same as the next. I'm aware of some states that are limited to one specific disease, such as epilepsy, and one specific form of use, such as cannabidiol oil, and then even like one provider in the entire state. That is in far contrast to what the North Dakota measure provides for.
And Lad, I got one more final question. In Colorado, for example, municipalities, and you may not know the answer to this, but municipalities can vote on whether they would like to even have dispensaries there or not. Grand Junction, for example, on the western side of the state, does not allow dispensaries in the city limits. I think Loveland recently passed one as well, which is right next to Fort Collins. Do you know, is that in the language at all that, say, like Dickinson or Fargo or something like that, the local municipalities could say, no thanks, we do not want any dispensaries here. This is a dry town.
I am aware that some other states this is starting to happen quite frequently. There is no language within the measure that prohibits or allows that. Typically, a governmental entity can choose to be more restrictive than what law provides for. They typically can't become more lenient than state laws, but typically they can be more restrictive than what state law provides for. It certainly isn't addressed in the measure.
Okay. Great. Well, I appreciate your time today. Is there anything that you think the listeners and readers should possibly know, anything that that you want to make sure that gets out there? I like to leave the guests the final word, so that way the question's not framed by me and they can kind of state whatever they want. So anything you think that we left out?
Yeah, a couple things. We did get a lot of calls from individuals wondering what they need to do to become a dispensary or what they need to do to become a qualifying patient. And we ask that they look at our website at ndhealth.gov. And we have a section in the upper right corner for medical marijuana. And as we get things available, we will be posting them to that area. I also want to assure the voters that it is our intent to implement the law as it was passed.
To listen to the full-length interview with R.B. Smith, North Dakota Department of Health, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Moment pass. And here's to carrying the weight of the world. And here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to
on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
My name is Otis, and I'm the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.